Congratulations. Amen and amen. I'd like to welcome everyone to this third service. And I know that God that has the final word and has the final say will speak to you this moment. And his word will establish testimonies in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I am redeemed for the topmost top. Say that loud and clear. Say that convincingly. Say it like you really mean it. Exploring success virtues in kingdom stewardship, part 3. Today also doubles as a covenant day of marital breakthrough. I believe God that today will establish a new beginning in many homes, and God that has ordained breakthroughs for us will ensure that that will be the experience in every marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ. Exploring success virtues in kingdom stewardship, part 3. We discover from scriptures that access to all things that make for life and godliness, including success in all areas, come cheaply through dedication to kingdom advancement endeavors. Laying the foundation 2 weeks ago, we talked about dedication. How to attain certain heights, you have to be dedicated. And the world has copied, you know, what is obtainable in this kingdom and try to twist it and try to copy things in a twisted way. Of course, one of the wisdom, as outlined in the Bible, is diabolical wisdom, which tries to make counterfeit of the things of God and twist in an evil way. So to get to the topmost top, you must be dedicated to the cause of the kingdom. And that's why I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need for life and for success shall be added unto you. He said, the hour is come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. Verily I say unto you, that except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, what happens? It will bring forth much fruit. He said, he that loves his life will lose it. And he that dedicates his life, that sows his life as a seed, will reap back in multiple fold. So you have to be dedicated. Saying with a loud voice, Revelation 5:12. What is the lamb that was slain to receive power, wisdom, riches, strength, honor, glory, and blessing? All these things were received, but there was a price to pay. So dedication is the price to pay for the height that God has ordained for us. So what do we enjoy as we serve God? Number one, supernatural wisdom. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17. God is referred to there as the only wise God. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. He's the only wise God. He's not a wise God, but the only wise God. Because all other gods are the works of men. So they are limited to the wisdom of men. But he is the only wise God. And when we serve him, you know, we are in companionship with him. We are in partnership with him. And what happens when you partner with wise people or when you are in companionship with the wise? Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. It said, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So companionship with the wise makes you wise. So when you are in companionship with God, when you partner with him by reason of your stewardship, then his wisdom rubs on you. You begin to manifest his kind of wisdom. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And when you serve him, you are in companionship with him. And they went forth and preached everywhere, just like he commanded. And the Lord was working with them. That means they were in partnership. They were doing the work of God and he was working with them. and was confirming the word with signs following. So when you work for God, when you do what he asks you to do, you are actually walking with him at the same time. And when you walk and walk with him, then you are positioned, you are rightly positioned for the release of supernatural wisdom. And I know that among other things, someone is living here with a new level of supernatural wisdom. Amen. If that person is here, you shout aloud, amen. Amen. Daniel walked with God, and we saw that from his testimony and lifestyle. He proposed in his heart because of his walk with God, because of his fellowship, his devotion, his union with God. He proposed in his heart that he will not do anything that will defile him. He said, beloved, dearly beloved, having all the promises of the Spirit, that we should, you know, run away from all filthiness of the flesh and of the Spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. He said, I proposed in my 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, I proposed in my heart that I will not defile myself with a portion of the king's meat. And what was the result or the reward? Verse 17 of that Daniel 1 said, and for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. So God gave them wisdom. So God gives wisdom. Solomon went to God and said, give me a wise and understanding heart that I may lead these people that are committed unto me. And what happened? God gave him exceedingly. So wisdom is a gift from God. There's natural wisdom. There's intellectual wisdom. You can train yourself in school, and of course it impacts on your intellect. But there is a dimension that only comes from God. He said, for these four children, God was responsible for them. God gave them the gift of wisdom. And Daniel was relevant, and in verse 21, even to the first year of King Cyrus, it was relevant. Because wisdom makes you relevant. Wisdom makes you relevant, no matter who is there. Maybe Democrat there today, Republican tomorrow. Wisdom will always make you relevant. And I pray that someone is receiving the gift of supernatural wisdom. In Daniel chapter 2, as he was giving God thanks for the unveiling of the vision and the secret, the dream, he said, I thank you and praise you, O God, my fathers, who has given me wisdom. So Daniel acknowledged that his wisdom was a gift from God. Who has given me wisdom? Who has given me wisdom? In chapter 5, 11, we saw how the people described the kind of wisdom that Daniel was working with. He said, the wisdom of the holy gods, because that's the best way they could describe it, based on their own understanding. They worship idols, and they knew there were some things that were not natural. They saw something supernatural about this kind of wisdom, and their own best description was that it's the spirit of the holy gods. Whereas it's the spirit of God that brought about that wisdom. And I see the spirit of God by the anointing this morning, breathing upon you and impacting upon you supernatural wisdom. Paul was a servant of God, and he manifested unusual wisdom. Romans 1:1, he was a servant of Jesus Christ. Said Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and separated unto the gospel of God. And Peter testified about the wisdom in the life of Paul. He said, this wisdom that is operational in the life of Paul, he said, which was given unto him. It was given unto him. 2 Peter 3:15. It was given unto him. Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him. So there's wisdom you gain, and there's wisdom that is given. You can gain wisdom, and you can be given wisdom. God gave. And Paul also testified, he said, for this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. He said, if you've heard my teaching, if you've heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, he said, it came by revelation. He made it known to me. So it's not something that I gained. It came by the wisdom given. It is given to me to know the mysteries. He said in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to them. Because it's not something that you acquire. It's something that is impacted. It's something that you gain. And I pray for you, that wisdom that cannot be found anywhere else, that only comes from God, shall be impacted upon you. By the anointing this morning, you are receiving the gift of wisdom. in the name of Jesus Christ. When you are partnered with wisdom, you know things that people others don't know. And you know things that others don't know, then you shine among others because of wisdom that cannot be found. The book of Job talked about that wisdom that is unsearchable, but only comes from God. And someone is living here with the gift of that kind of wisdom. Amen. If that is you, shout aloud, amen. Amen. What do we enjoy as we serve God? We enjoy glory and honor. Enjoy glory and honor. He said, I will honor him that honor me, 1 Samuel 2:30, and he that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. So in serving God, we honor him. And when we honor him, he also places honor upon us. And the Bible talks about the honor that comes from God only. So when you serve him, when you win souls, when you do things in his vineyard, you see to the well-being of things in his house. He honors you in return. He brings glory and honor. David could not stand Goliath, not because he wanted to shine, but he said, you know what? I can't stand anyone talk against God like this. He was not a soldier, but he went. The passion for God was very much in his heart. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the God of Israel? And that was what pushed him to go face Goliath. And after that encounter, we saw glory and honor before him. He brought Goliath down and became the envy of even King Saul. They said, David has killed 10,000, 1 Samuel 18:6-8, and Saul, no, David has killed, Saul has slain his thousands, and David's is 10,000. And Saul was very wroth, and was very displeased. He said, they've ascribed tens of thousands to David, and thousands just to me. So he became the envy because of the glory and honor that came upon him. That's 1 Samuel 18:6-8. And I pray for you that God will place glory and honor upon you. Amen. And very soon, even people in high places will begin to envy you. Amen. If you want that kind of blessing, shout aloud, amen. Amen. Like I always say, if you cannot handle envy, don't say amen. If you don't have tough skin, don't say amen. Because there's a level of blessing that people will just hate you. Why? Because God is blessing you. People will just despise you. They can't stand you. Why? Because of blessing. You know, so you have to develop thick skin for that. If you're a people pleaser, it's not for you. It's for people that don't send. God is blessing me. Is it my fault? Hallelujah. Go and jump on Austin River. Amen. God is blessing me. If you're angry, jump on Austin. Hallelujah. God will bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some outstanding biblical success stories from the platform of serving God. Number one is Job. Job was the greatest businessman in his days. And Job chapter 1, the description of Job said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. That means he walked with God. He was devoted to God. He was a man that feared God and departed from evil. He eschewed evil. He was a servant of God. And the Lord said to Satan, verse 8, have you considered my servant? That was God's description of Job. Have you considered my servant Job? Satan was angry at the success of Job. But Job was someone that was serving God. Have you considered my servant Job? And God allowed Satan for a while just to prove to Satan that this man's heart is not in his substance. His substance is a reward of his stewardship. So it will not take him away from me. And after I passed the test, and God restored twice as much as Job had. If there's anything that you have lost, especially serving God, maybe there are jobs that you have said no to because it will clash your service with God. God is giving you double restoration. I said, God is giving you double restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. And he had twice, chapter 42, verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter hand of Job. We are the latter part of the month, more than the beginning. And God restored him gloriously. Glory and honor was restored to him. And I pray someone is living here with the seal of glory and honor. If that is you, shout aloud, amen. Look at Elijah, who was a prophet of God. He said, I've been jealous for the Lord of hosts, for the children of Israel has forsaken your covenant. And Elijah is in a class of his own. He's in a class of his own. We talk about Moses and Elijah. He was in a class of his own. God decorated him because he gave himself. He went to God and said, I'm jealous for you because the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant. He was passionate. Serving God. So our passion must come alive. Serving God. Because in it, God blesses us with supernatural wisdom, among other things. And also he blesses us with glory and honor. And I see someone living here with, you know, God's hand of glory and honor coming upon you. Amen. Even the honorables will honor you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Also, it's a covenant day of marital breakthrough. It's a covenant day of marital breakthrough. And like I said, in the first two services, I mean, this service is mainly focused on singles, believing God to marry. And I know there are parents here also, or someone that knows someone. And I know that this service will produce multiple testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. What are the keys to commanding marital breakthrough? In the first two services, we established that marriage is from God, and he ordained it for a lifetime according to his plan. And when things go wrong, it's not because there's something wrong with the concept of marriage, but because a few things are not done right. And in the first two services, we looked at a few things. There's no way that three services will be enough to explore everything that is needed for marriage. We just looked at a few things as time allowed, and you can get someone that attended any of those services to give you the gist. Amen. Hallelujah. So for third service, keys to marital, commanding marital breakthrough. Psalm 68 and verse 6. He said, he sets the solitaries in families. That means God, you know, is still in the business of setting people who desire in families. And at times, there are satanic oppositions. In the first two services, we were very practical, you know, that some things that are not Satan is just ignorance and what people don't do. But also, there are certain dimensions that are just satanic oppressions. And the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. He said to them, an enemy have done this. He said, they sold good tears. All of a sudden, an enemy went and sold bad tears. And I pray that among other things, the anointing this morning will be breaking and destroying every yoke, every yoke of marital spell and delay in the name of Jesus Christ. How do I actualize my glorious marital destiny? Number one, be saved and remain in love with God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. And he gives good and perfect gifts to his children. So verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we know that all things work together for good, for they that love him, that have accepted the love of God to them through Jesus whom he sent. And today we are called according to his purpose. So you must be born again, because all good and perfect gifts is what God gives to his children. He says, you being evil know how to give good gifts. How much more your Father in heaven, who will give you good gifts. He will give you a good marriage. who will make sure that you don't miss it, who will guide you and watch your steps. So be saved and remain in love with God. Number two, remain committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, when you are sold out to God, they won't watch you miss it. You know, you'll be so mindful of you, just like Adam was so mindful keeping and tending the garden, and God said, it is not good for man to be alone. So God thought of marriage for him because he was busy doing God's assignment. So remain committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Remain committed. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you. You know, sickness is not major. It's not every time. You know, there are different forms of sickness. Not all sicknesses are medical. So that's a compound word. So every sickness of delay, of denial, shall take it away from you. Shall nothing shall cast their young nor be barren, and the number of your days I will fulfill. And I believe God that for every faithful steward, God will reward your stewardship. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, beware of pride. Beware of pride. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Beware of pride. When someone approaches you, see the future in that person. And also when you approach someone, see the future. See past the present. And beware of pride, you know. Of course, have a standard, but not any iota of pride in you. Many have lost opportunities because of pride. So beware of pride. Beware of pride. You know, many times, you know, some things require process. Maybe you're looking for a finished product, but God brought you your way someone that is still a process in making. And because of pride, you just let that go. You know, some people set some unreasonable standards, you know, which, of course, you can set standards, but nothing of pride. Nothing of pride. Amen. So we have to beware of pride, which is very, very important. See through the lens of faith. See through the lens of, you know, the future of that lady or the future of that man. Look past the present. Every good thing you see today went through a process. Amen. That person or the couple you are admiring, they have gone through process. They've gone through a process. They've gone through process. You see people shining today, they went through a process. They went through a process. They went through a process. Amen. If I'm lying, just ask for the wedding picture of many of the couples that you are. Just say, Pastor, please, can I? Not me. I mean, any of them. Then you know that God is really good. So when you ask Pastor Dekule for his wedding picture, ask Pastor Martins for his wedding picture, then you know that indeed it's a process. Hallelujah. So beware of pride. Number four, engage the power of faith. Engage the power of faith. Engage the power of faith. There may be nothing today, but look at the vision ahead. Engage the power of faith. Don't say at this point in my life, whoever I will marry must have credit score of 980. At least one house ready. You know, engage the power of faith. The power of faith. As long as that person is aligned with God and has a bright future. Engage the power of faith. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You see, at times some husbands become better after marriage. And that's why God brought you your way. It wasn't as polished as this. But because you married him and you worked on him, you complimented his weakness. Now everybody sees him, oh, this polished man. But they don't know the history. And vice versa. At times the woman was so raw and so, you know, but the man helped to, you know, because of the process. Now they walk into church first time, I say, oh, wonderful. But they went through a process. They had faith. They had faith that the unseen is temporal, but what is not seen is eternal. Hallelujah. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. We look at Bishop Oedipo and the wife. What steps of faith? Steps of faith. He will tell us there were times that there was newborn baby, nothing to eat, and you sold the salary. A woman will just say, this guy is mad. Just go back to the father's house. Then you are crazy. You had a baby and said, God told you to sow your salary for life. But look at it today. For life, there's no need for salary. There's no need. But it took step of faith. Of course, your husband may not be a preacher. Your husband may not be led in that way. But whatever it is, faith, the step of faith. Very, very important. Very, very important. Engage the power of faith. Number five, make God your only source of expectation. And very, very important. Psalm 62 and verse 5. My soul waits only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Make God your only source of expectation. Very, very important. So that way you don't get into a transactional relationship. Many people are in relationships that are transactional. Oh, I met this guy on Facebook. Oh, he's a U.S. citizen. What an opportunity. If we marry, he just files for me. Without knowing the guy. What are his values? Zero. He doesn't know God. Nothing. Or vice versa. Why? Because you have an expectation from him or from her. And because he has the money, he feels he owns you. He now feels you are a slave. Or vice versa, because she gave you that pleasure, you are now a slave in the house. I brought you to this country, so you are my slave. For what? Amen. Your husband now becomes a slave because you filed for him. So as singles, try not to get into a transactional relationship. Of course, at times it works. You meet someone genuinely, and it is through that person that you get your path to establishment. But the foundation is genuine love, not that thing. So that way you don't make that person your source of expectation. So you don't end in bondage because someone did you favor. And in case there's any marriage like that, you know, free that person for Christ. God used you. It could have been the other way around. Why should your husband be your slave? Because you filed for him 10 years ago, for Christ's sake. I mean, now he cannot talk in the house because you brought him. For what? May God have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Well, if you are single, please watch out. Don't go into... Make God your source. Make God your source. Your only source of expectation. Psalm 16:4, their sorrow shall be multiplied, their hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Make God. Say, let him ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So make God your only source of expectation. If you understand, shout aloud, amen. Amen. If you understand, shout aloud, amen. Amen. Now I'd like you to pray, Lord, help me to choose wisely. Go ahead and pray. If you're a parent here, pray for your children. I will not fall into the hands of any deceitful person, any mature and hungry, venting person. Go ahead and pray. Help me. And if any of these qualities describe you and you are in marriage, Lord, help me. I come with humility. Help me to work on this hunger. Help me to work on it. Help me to be honest, not to be deceitful, to be plain with my wife, to be plain with my husband. Go ahead and pray. Help me to be humble and not pride overtake me. Go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Now I want to pray for those that are yet to receive the gift of salvation. You don't want to deceive yourself. You are before God. You're here and you have never received that gift of salvation. Or you've done this before. You've said yes to Jesus. And somehow you went back to your old ways. You want Jesus to receive you right now. And also I want to pray for you. You know you need help. You need help with that hunger. You need help with that spirit of hunger. The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit can overcome all this. There are people you see today that used to be hungry, but God has worked on them. Like I tell you, this was how I was. You will never believe. Because the fruit of the Spirit has been made manifest in them. I want to pray for you as well. I want to pray for you as well. I want to pray for you. And I want you to be very sincere. God bless you. Just step forward very quickly this afternoon. Very quickly, just step forward. Step forward. God bless you. Step forward. There's a man here. You are always hungry. Always hungry. And things are not working out in your home. Any small thing just takes you off. God is here. God is here. God is here. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. Let's play the song. B flat. Hold on, please. Let's take that song. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. Just come very quickly. Just come very quickly. You are born again, but you need help. 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 Very quickly, I want to pray for you. Submit to God. Don't care what anybody is looking at or what anybody's opinion. Very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly, I want to pray for you and pray with you. Very quickly, I want to pray for you. We'll take that song again. There is a sweet.
There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary.
I'm waiting for someone. Very quickly. You need the help of the Holy Spirit.
In the atmosphere.
Oh, come lay down. Of category, say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today and I need your help. Lord, help me. Now, if you are giving your life to Christ, say, I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sins, and from this moment, I am born again. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Father, we thank you for your precious ones. Thank you for the gift of salvation. For those confessing you as Lord and Savior, thank you because their sins are forgiven and their names written in the book of life. And for everyone that's come for one reason or the other, Lord, I pray, let the fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest in the life of everyone. Let every spirit of anger depart in the life of everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, you have no place in the marriages, the unions, the relationship of these ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, the kingdom of God begins to reign. God begins to reign in their marriages in the name of Jesus Christ. From now, all things are passed away. New beginning. All things become new in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Congratulations to you. God bless you. Please go in that direction with the kingdom praying. Loud and louder for Jesus. Loud and louder for Jesus. Amen. Bring out your bottles of oil. Let's do that very quickly in the time we have left. Bring out your bottles of oil. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare your blessing upon the content of every bottle right now. This is now the holy anointing oil. And as this oil comes upon everyone, Lord, the grace to play our own part in our homes, to to make sure all things work together for good. That grace is released upon everyone in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone dealing with the spirit of anger, by the spirit of the Lord today, I pray that that anger vanishes forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. If there's anyone here that is not honest, you are deceitful, I pray that from today, the spirit of truth. So when it comes, the spirit of truth, as this oil comes upon you, you begin to detest lie. The spirit of truth comes upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. For every single that is looking up to you for the testimony of marriage, Lord, I pray you help them in making choice. No one will fall victim to the prayer of the enemies. You will not fall into deceitful hands. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Place that oil upon your forehead and prophesy. At the same time, we'll take a shot of the oil. And I pray that every tree that is not of God, that is growing in everyone, as you take a shot of this oil, that the Holy Spirit will flush out every chaff and burn them with unquenchable fire. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Take a shot of that oil. Celebrate Jesus. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Magnify Him. Give Him praise and give Him glory. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Put those hands together for the Lord. Loud for Jesus. Amen and amen. Let me say this again. Let me remind everyone. You know, please be seated. When there are issues in any home, please consult the church. Please consult the church. I think I've said it before. Your first line of action should not be 911. Please consult the church. I'm a law-abiding person. I believe in law. I believe. But please, your first line of action should be to call the church. And we'll give that person a chance. You know, first chance, second chance, third chance. Maybe after the third chance, then we can now know, we can now do the needful. But I know that it won't get to that. Oh, please, amen. So please, let the, just call the church. Let church be the first line of action. And I know that as we sit with, you know, the parties, maybe myself or any of the pastors, we have a marriage committee, we have the council of elders, you know, as we sit, you know, share the light of God's word, we'll be able to resolve some of these things. So please, when you pick your phone, the first person you call is the resident pastor or any of the pastors and not 911. I believe in 911. I'm a law-abiding citizen, but let that not be the first. Amen. So just call us and we'll know how to take care of things. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Winners Chapel International, New Jersey, and I'm sure there are people watching with us for the first time on a Sunday. We have just 5 minutes to close. If that is you, first time on a Sunday, please step forward. First time on a Sunday. If this is your first time on a Sunday, please step forward. There is a blessing with your name on it. Please step forward with your bags, your Bible, everything you came to church with. First time on a Sunday, please come forward. Come forward, come forward, come forward. First time on a Sunday, clap loud, loud, loud for Jesus. Please come with everything. We close from here. We have just 4 minutes. Louder and louder for Jesus. Please step forward. Louder and louder for Jesus. Louder and louder and louder for Jesus. Louder and louder and louder for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please come forward if you're first time. Please come forward. Amen. All right. Amen. We are glad God brought you. And we know God brought you to bless you. And I know that the blessing you've received today will stick upon you in the name of Jesus. In 1 minute, I want you to go before the Lord and ask Him for one thing you want this week. Just stretch your hand in their direction and let's agree with them in prayer. The Father, do this one thing for them. Bless them and decorate their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. You have come to the camp of winners. You will win on every side. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. Please go in that direction to your left. And a kingdom friend. Louder for Jesus. Louder for Jesus. Amen. Let's be reminded. The covenant of prayer continues tomorrow. 5:30 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. And on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., after which we'll go out. For those that went out yesterday, the Lord bless you richly. The Lord honor you in return. And there's still opportunity next Sunday, next Saturday, to go out again to evangelize. And next Sunday is our next level's banquet. God is taking us to another level. So make sure you are here 8 a.m., 9:45 a.m., 11:30 a.m. Tell your friends we'll stream the services like next Sunday. So tell them we'll stream all services next Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Children's Church resumes second quarter as announced. And the Wolfbeat BCC, April 18th to the 23rd. I believe God maybe will make a video that explains what we'll be and we'll send out to, and which a lot of people also can send out to your newcomers and your invitees. And I believe God that all will be well. I'm sure someone has been blessed today. Someone is glad you came to church. You are glad you did not stay home to connect on YouTube. Rise to your feet, magnify Jesus, give him all the glory, give him all the praise, magnify him, give him all the glory. Father, we thank you for newness of life, for peace in all homes. Give him all the glory, give him all the praise for the fresh beginning. Oh, give him all the glory for the first, second, and third service, and particularly the testimonies of peace and harmony of marital bliss that has been established. Give him praise. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, go in peace. Enjoy the peace of God. In your marriage, the peace of God. In your health, the peace of God. In your spirit, the peace of God. In your soul and emotions, the peace of God. In your body, the peace of God. Over your children, the peace of God. In the name of Jesus, I command every raging storm right now, peace be still. That grace and wisdom to work things out is released upon you. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty and precious name. And now together with joy, surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Peace. Praise the Lord, I'm more than a conqueror. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go work it out.
Praise the Lord. Please, if you came in after the offering were taken,